Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and we have a very special guest today. We have little Madeline DeBassiano joining us.
Why, hello, Maddie.
Maddie, say hi.
And Laura's here too, but you know, I'm not as exciting as Maddie.
She shadows everyone.
She's our Fit Chick in training. We've got to get her into the loop early on.
Oh, totally. 100%. She's on board. She's like, I'm playing, I'm eating, I'm in it. She's active. It's good. So anyways, in today's Fit Chicks Chat, we're going to be doing our recap for this week. Basically this week, I had an amazing interview with Avril Baxter. So if you haven't had a chance to listen back, please make sure that you do. In the interview, we just talk about, she's a weight loss strategist. And we talk a lot about basically different techniques from a physical standpoint and from a nutritional standpoint that she recommends to her clients in order to get to basically maximize their weight loss efforts, so that they're not kind of spinning their wheels.
Yeah.
So really, really cool stuff. Make sure you check it out. But what I want to talk to you, Laura, about is basically, you know, touching on that, what would be some of the things that you would say people do that they should avoid doing when they're trying to lose weight? Like, what would be sort of your top three things? Because I think that, you know, there's so many things, like we always talk about what you should do, but what are the things that you should try to avoid? Because I do think that, there's sometimes that people are doing the right things, but then they're also incorporating these things, and then it can actually end up just putting them in that circle, like that snowball effect.
No, totally.
Feeding the baby.
I personally think the first thing that people need to avoid is the negative mindset. And this is something that, I mean, at Fit Chicks, we talk a lot about this stuff. And to me, like, even when I think about to my own weight loss journey and my own health journey, it's crazy how much I didn't realize early on boils down to mindset. Like, it's like I knew it, but I didn't really know it, and I wasn't really practicing it. And maybe it's with age, you know, my wise old age of 38. But I just see it so much, not only in weight loss, but in everything in my life. It's all boils down to the way you think about it. And if you're coming from a negative place, it's not going to work. And this is the problem with weight loss, is that for so many people, it's such a negative, like they feel negative in their body. They want to lose weight. They feel terrible about themselves. And they think that happiness will be on the other side of losing weight.
Yeah.
So then it's like the whole process just becomes so negative that you can't be successful at it almost. Like, very few people, unless you are doing major lifestyle shifts and mindset shifts, can lose weight for the long haul. And that's why we see people like on The Biggest Loser who are doing, you know, they're doing everything right. We can all go through the motions. 6 months later, you're right back to where you started. You know,
we
went to The Biggest Loser Ranch. How many people there were there that we were working out with who are like, this is my third time here. Like, I got to figure out, because you got to figure out your why, like what it is that is causing you to carry this extra weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, because a lot of times it boils down to, it's more than just the habits. It's like figuring out the why, because like if there's an emotional attachment to something, figuring out like how to recognize when that comes up, and then how to like tap into it so that when you recognize it, you can also then substitute it for something different versus food and that kind of stuff. So it's definitely like, it's all in the mind.
Totally. And it boils down to reprogramming, because even when you look at a lot of people and studies of people who are emotional eaters and people who have dealt with weight issues, there's a lot of times it ties back to childhood, which most everything for all of us does tie back to, you know, the first 5 years of our lives where we had no, this is where Maddie, we're feeding into her subconscious right now. She's listening. But like we're already programmed to believe certain things. So for a lot of, I'm going to talk from the perspective of women, for a lot of women, growing up maybe not feeling safe or having their safety violated, it's been shown that a lot of women will gain weight early on as a protective measure. So when you go to lose that weight when you're older, your subconscious is like, I still want to be safe. Like this makes me feel unsafe. So your subconscious wants to keep you safe. So it's going to keep sabotaging you and making you want to gain back that weight. So until you deal with that deeper rooted issue and you reprogram your thoughts, you're going to keep on ending up back to where you've started. It's the same thing when people win millions of dollars and they believe they're poor and they win it in the lottery and then they're poor again in 4 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's been proven, studies have proven it. So it's doing that inner work and shifting the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me, for sure, would be number one. What would be yours?
I think for mine would probably be the thing to avoid is the crash diets or the, like, the, yeah, like the fad stuff or the, like, it really just boils down to like simplifying your nutrition to the point of like making it simple, eating real food or eating lots of Cheerios. Here you go. She gets really happy.
So fun.
You see that little smile? It just happens. And she has them all over the place. Whenever I pick her up, she's covered in them. But yeah, I think it really boils down to like simplifying your nutrition to the point of like eat real food. And I know that that doesn't sound simple to a lot of people because I think that simplified nutrition, like simplified eating to a lot of people is like fast food eating. But yep, there's a way that you can simplify it to make it so that you can eat real foods. Like I said, in past podcasts, not future, I probably will say in future too, but in past podcasts is like, you know, for me, if I'm like in a mad rush, I just have another smoothie because that's my fast food. It's like my fast food on the go. There's ways that you can maintain healthy eating and still be really maxed out, really rushed and like running around, yeah, because you don't have to turn to like the frozen meals that are tons of like sodium and just like packed with like all these different chemicals in order to keep them fresh, essentially. You don't have to turn to those kinds of things. And then also with crash diets and stuff like that, like starving yourself is proven. Like it's proven over and over again that if you're doing a really low calorie intake, you are basically putting your body into starvation mode and you're going to continue to store fat. So you might look like you might be losing weight, but you might be losing all of your muscle and your density in that sense. And so really, are you doing yourself any justice? Because maybe you get smaller or you get lighter on the scale, but now you're not as strong as when you started. And so do you really want to lose that strength, especially as women? And as we age, we want to maintain our strength. We want to actually probably increase it as we get older to help fight off things like osteoporosis and things like that. So it's really like looking at the big picture as opposed to looking at it from an immediate standpoint and saying, okay, well, what can I do for my nutrition in order to support me long-term as opposed to doing something that's just a quick fix?
Well, and the other thing I think too, that people need to avoid or stop doing, and this is where my tough love comes in.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get real because like I meet so many people who are like, oh, I'm doing this nutritional strategy. Cause you know how we don't like to call them diets. We've renamed them nutritional strategies.
I'm doing this strategy. Yes.
But for example, they'll be like, I'm doing let's say right now, one of the rage diets is keto.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with keto though, if you're not following it to a T, which means you're in ketosis, which means you also have to be super low carb, you're not getting the full benefits of the keto diet, right?
Right.
But people want the best of both worlds. So they're like, oh, but I'm doing this keto diet, but I also am drinking a bottle of wine and eating, you know, a cupcake once a day, which is carbohydrates. So that's going to throw you out of your ketosis, right? But then they're like, but the keto diet doesn't work. But it's like that with so many things. It's like people are not real with what they're doing. They're like, oh, I'm working out every day. Are you really giving your 9 out of 10? Oh, I'm eating clean. Well, what does that actually mean to you?
Like, well,
is it food? Are you eating too much? Like, it's like that real wake up call of like look at your habits and get real about it. Cause like side note story.
Yeah.
Was talking to a girl that I used to be in a course with, and she was saying to me about how she could not believe the difference in her body when she stopped drinking alcohol. So she wasn't drinking a ton of alcohol, but she was drinking like 2 glasses of wine a night.
Yeah.
Which is pretty common for most people.
Right.
Her workouts have not changed. Her diet has not changed except for this 2 glasses of wine. And she was like, it is insane how much my results have changed by cutting that out for like, I think she's cut it out now for 6 weeks or something. She was just doing like a 2 month kind of
like trial just to see.
Well, and also just kind of getting out of bad habits. She just felt like she was like not as highly energetic and stuff. But because of course we talked about this before in the podcast, like your body will burn alcohol first and want to get it out of your body first because it's a poison.
Yeah.
It also interrupts muscle growth, muscle synthesis. So even those two glasses of wine, which maybe somebody's like, oh, they're just small calories, how big of a difference that will have in your actual results. So you got to just get real with what you want and what you're willing to give up to get that.
Give up or what you're willing to like sort of, I mean, because we always try to think of it as like, what are you adding to your life, right? So
yeah,
it can be like, yeah, what are you giving up? So maybe you're giving up alcohol, but you're like adding more, you know, maybe you're adding more water to your life, or you're adding more like you're adding better sleep, because when you don't have alcohol in your body, you're like getting better sleep patterns and things like that. So you're not having as so much disruption and stuff like that. So, I mean,
yeah,
I think
the difference in her body, like it's crazy. Like it's crazy how her body shape and how much, and it's, her weight has not changed that much, but she's gone down like two sizes, like her body shape, because her muscle building is so much more on fire now as
opposed to what it was. Because her body's no longer having that extra thing to fight against.
Yeah. And that's where it's like, I know we're jumping around, but it's like, we talked a lot about this too before, about like reducing your toxic load. So like everything that you put in your body, and that could be your creams, that could be alcohol, that could be, it gives your body one extra job to do that takes away from like a healthy job it wants to do, because it's got to try to get rid of all that stuff. So when you're eating aspartame, and even though it's low calorie, or having that glass of wine, or, you know, putting like lotion on your skin and spraying perfume and all that stuff, it's just one more job your body has to clean out. So just small changes like that. But those are the things I think that for me, the two things that I would avoid, and then you can give yours, and then I guess we'll wrap this up. But my number one would be the negative thoughts and the negative mindset around your body and weight loss. It's the hardest thing you're ever going to do, is try to reprogram your mind. But if you are convinced that you will get there, you will get there.
Yeah.
And one thing I love, of course, is vision boards, is, you know, keeping your words positive. At our retreat, I was talking about this, because you should never say like, I want, because I want is a lack word. It actually triggers a response inside of you, a feeling of lack.
Right.
So when you're saying, I want, I want, I want, you should always act like you already have, or have power words. So this, what someone stood up and said, well, what do I say if I say, I want to lose weight? And I said, well, you need to change it to, I choose to release like 25 pounds. She's like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, just try it. Like, I'm choosing that I'm going to release. I'm still happy right now. Love and life. And I choose to release. She, I choose to release 25 pounds. So maybe that's a little tip someone should try. You should try, someone listening. It might feel weird at first, but if you're saying, I want to lose weight, try to say, I choose to release.
She agrees. She really likes that power statement. Huh? We like that power statement.
I know.
No, and I think mine is just, like I said, avoiding the fad diets, avoiding giving in to like the idea that you have to just, you know, eat fast food or eat frozen meals in order to just like lower your calorie intake or whatever the case may be. If you're eating real food and you're eating like, following the complete three rule, which we've talked about on countless podcasts in terms of protein, fiber, fat, if you're eating that way and you're eating food that is like one ingredient food or like fresh foods, the chances of you seeing a difference in your body versus eating frozen meals and stuff like that is huge. And plus, you can eat more when you eat real food, because you're not worried about what else is in it, right? Like, you're eating like real food. So it's like your body knows how to process it. It knows how to eliminate it. It knows how to do all the things with it.
And I think, well, that's one thing I like though. I'm sorry to interrupt. I really like all of these new like meal delivery services, or like,
yeah,
you buy the meal kits, and people are like, well, you know, they seem kind of expensive, but I'm like, well, in actuality, when you go out and buy your family a meal from somewhere like Kentucky Fried Chicken, people still eat there. Or like, you know what I mean? Like somewhere like McDonald's.
I look at you like I'm like puzzled. I'm like, that exists still? Like,
I know. I actually said that to Graham the other day, my boyfriend. I was like, people actually eat a Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're probably going to get some backlash now from Kentucky Fried Chicken. But I was like, I've never even crossed my mind to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Even no.
Like, unhealthy. Anyways, except for that big crunch sandwich that you and I ate.
When we were like 12.
We were like 14 in our super unhealthy drinking and smoking at the young age. And we're like, oh, let's go to the
food court. Yeah.
That's I still remember.
No, I know. It still puzzles me. And this is just like a total side note, but it still puzzles me. Like when my husband, he loves coffee from McDonald's.
Oh, and, but like, I get that.
He says that their coffee's like the best. So he will go there and we'll be like sitting in the drive-thru or whatever, going through drive-thru. And I'm like, all of these people in front of it. And there's always a lineup and it's crazy. Always. Like all of these people in front of us are not just getting coffee. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like to me, it's mind blowing that people eat McDonald's even like to me, because I just think of how you feel after. Like, that's what I always think of is I think like, well, how do you even function for the rest of your day? Especially if you're getting at like lunch, like how do you go back to your desk after you eat something like that? Like, are you not tired? Are you not feeling sick? Are you not like,
but that's a really great point to bring up though, because from a learning perspective for anyone who's watching this is that like your body is always talking to you. Your body's always talking to you. And when you are not, when you're feeling like that tired and lethargic and all that, like, that's not because you need to, well, it is because you need to take a nap, but that's also your body telling you like, oh my gosh, this food is not serving me. It's not adding nutrition to my life. It's not energizing me. It's taking away. So yeah. It's like listening to your body and knowing what foods are doing that. And actually in an upcoming podcast, we're going to be talking about food sensitivity. So we'll be talking about that too.
Exactly.
But yeah.
All right. Well, that's my main point. I think we should probably wrap this up because we've kind of went on a little bit of a tangent, but I think, you know, all of these are great points. If you are looking to lose weight, if you, you know, are looking to,
we're choosing to release the weight.
Yes, exactly. if you're making a conscious choice to release the fat on your body, you need to listen to this. You also need to listen to my interview with Avril Baxter, who again has some really cool points about fitness and nutrition specifically. She has lost personally over 100 pounds. She's transformed her life and amazing. She's met like thousands of women changed their lives too. So she's got some really, really cool stuff to talk about. So check it out. And please, if you have any tips that you like to follow in terms of weight loss or in terms of things that you like to, that you've sort of shifted in your life that's made a huge difference, leave comments below because everything that you share can help other people as well. All right. That being said, we are going to wrap it up. As always, info@fitchicks.ca. If you have any topics or questions at all, email us there. Check us out on social media @fitchicks. And we have upcoming courses. If you want to learn more about either nutrition or weight loss or fitness and nutrition, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com.
Oh, one last thing. We also have a really cool countdown to Christmas book that gives you workouts and nutrition and mindset advice. Free download at fitchicks.com/countdown.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. We're going to be out. Say bye, Maddie.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye,
everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.